It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Helping us on our way, how to understand the way we live, is Pastor Ken Falsendolo, talking us through salvation today. Pastor, good afternoon to you and welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you and all the listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So we all know that through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we should, or at least we ought to believe that Jesus offered the path to salvation. But do we understand what that salvation is, what we are being saved from? What should we learn about the way we should live our lives as far as salvation is concerned, Mfundisi?
Thank you so much. Beautiful question. You know, because of sin, man found himself in a very bad corner, in a very bad, terrible situation. And the coming in of Christ to bring salvation is actually what should give us joy, all of us. Because without salvation, we would all be doomed, would all be gone, would have died eternally. But you know, we have this hope, this joy, because this is the gift that Jesus has come to give us, salvation.
Yeah. So how has the divine condescension demonstrated God's willingness to enter human experience to save humanity?
The coming in, you see, the coming in of Christ, he comes as a solution. He comes as a solution to the problem that stood as a puzzle. The good news is, right at the time when Adam and Eve sinned, we don't see Adam and Eve go to look for God. But instead, God begins the search. He begins to look for the human race. He reaches out. He wants us back. What has happened is not the right thing. But he reaches out to Adam and Eve, and he says, "Where are you?" Not that being God, he didn't know where they were, but he wants them to realize that what has happened is not normal for them to happen. Mm. And in their thought, they think that the leaves will solve the problem. They don't realize yet that the righteousness of God covering them is no longer with them.
Yeah.
They are thinking leaves will cover it. But they don't understand until they see for the first time that a lamb has to die to cover their shame.
Yeah.
Right from this point, we see that the divine condescension that God is demonstrating is that actually Jesus, even as he comes in, he is not being forced in whatever stage of saving humanity. Remember, in the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, very soon he is about to die, but he is celebrating together with others.
Yeah.
Even when he enters into Jerusalem, into the temple, no one is forcing him. He is doing it himself.
Yeah.
Even as they are attacking him in Gethsemane, he is doing it himself, with so much love for humanity. Mm. The disciples are thinking, this is war. Let's attack. You remember Eutychus, the ear is cut off, but he puts it back. He has not come to fight. He has come to save. So we see the willingness, even in the acts, the things that Jesus himself is doing as he takes this path of saving humanity.
Okay, so what was the primary reason of this act by God, Mfundisi?
You know, The primary reason is found in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, where we are told that he came to seek and to save the lost. We are also told in John 10, verse 10, himself, he says, I have come that they may have life and have it in full or in abundance. There is nothing that Jesus has come to do but to give us life and to give it in abundance. We need life in abundance. And when we have life in abundance, this is life that is complete. It doesn't lack anything. It's life that will not experience a pain, that will not experience all these things that we go through today. In short, the primary reason for all this is that Jesus has come to give us life, to save us, salvation in its fullness.
Okay, all right. So what is the essence of salvation? Are you able to unpack for us the essence of salvation?
You know, first of all, for us to be saved, it means there's something that happened. We fell into a situation which we cannot save ourselves. But now, the Lord has done something. You know, even as we talk about the essence of salvation, we should first of all understand that we did something wrong and he has forgiven us. So why do we need this salvation? What is this now? You know, the Bible states that salvation is a gracious, undeserved gift from God, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, and also 8. It's available only to those who profess their faith in Jesus Christ. So salvation, yes, has come, yes, to save us, to give us that abundant life. But are we ready to accept Jesus, who is the way out of this death trap which we are in? So salvation actually is coming as a deliverance, as a promise that helps lead us into eternal life. It comes as an emancipation, and only through Jesus. We are not okay, but we must be delivered. We must be emancipated. And this is only through Jesus. This is the essence why salvation is here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So can you twin that? Can you link that to the doctrine of atonement?
I love the subject of atonement. The first point is that you cannot talk about atonement without mentioning the word sanctuary. When we talk about atonement, it all brings us to the issue found in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Where we are told our iniquities have separated us from God. And you know, God, knowing that, in Exodus 25, verse 8, he says, you know, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell with them. He wants to be with us. And now, atonement. This word actually means to be brought at one ment, to be brought together, to be put together. Sin separates us, but there is a way that brings us back together. So atonement, when we should have died, there is a lamb that was given. John chapter 1, verse 29. The lamb that was given, that instead of us dying, that now the lamb took our place. And the blood that was shed now becomes sufficient enough, not for a certain generation, but for all generations to come, that when we now accept Jesus as our personal Savior, whose blood is sufficient, was shed for the remission of our sins, we are forgiven and brought together with our Father as if we never sinned at all. Therefore, in the doctrine of atonement, there is joy because my sins are washed away. There is joy because I am connected back with God. I am brought together with Him who is our Creator, who left heaven and came to live just like one of us, that we may make it in His kingdom.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you the opportunity, Mfundisi, to give us your closing remarks after that. It's a mouthful, I say. Just give us your closing remarks, and then we can pray and close this one and move on to the next chapter. Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. You know what? My summary of what we have been looking at this week is that here is a God who stooped to be born in a manger, all for the benefit of humanity. He actually was ready to live in poverty for the sake of me, for the sake of you and everyone else, that in the end we should inherit riches prepared for us. He was ready to grow up in a carpenter's home, to learn like a carpenter, to grow up in that environment. He had nobody on his mind. It was not benches that he was thinking of. It was me he was thinking of. He was ready to eat with the sinners. The Pharisees are actually saying, look, he is sitting, he is eating with the sinners. It did not matter because it was us sinners that he followed. He was able to sleep with us, to sit with us. And look, he sat on the well one day following one person. And this is a woman who cannot draw water at the same time with other women. One who can only come at a time when there's no one else. But he turned that person into a powerful evangelist. This God loved lepers. He touched lepers. He did not avoid to be nailed to the cross for our sake, that we may have life and have it in full. Why are we not going to choose him as our Lord and Savior? We need to, because in him we have life and we have it in abundance.
Yeah.
And I pray that as we do so, the Lord may bless us abundantly.
Oh, my God. Now, thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please make that prayer. Please give us that prayer. And please remember, this is our last day together. So we are all yearning for those final blessings. Pray for us, Mfundisi.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, you are such a wonderful God. We are amazed every time we learn about you. The things that you continue to do in our lives, even when we don't deserve it. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. Heavenly Father, here is one of the listeners. You know them. going through a tough situation in their lives. Sometimes maybe at a point of doubting your existence. Lord, I pray at this moment, as you bless them, accord them, Lord, an opportunity to see you in many things in their lives. Reveal yourself, Lord. Just as you have done many great wonders in the lives of many of your children, we don't want, Lord, to hear testimonies of others. We want to experience you. We want to see you do things in our lives. Thank you for this day. May you, dear Heavenly Father, bless Adventist World Radio. May you, Lord, grow it. May you make it, dear Heavenly Father, that this institution will take your message, your word, to every corner of this world. Be with all the workers there. Whatever challenges that they may be experiencing, today we put them, Lord, in your hands, that let them, Lord, be your challenges. And as we do so, Lord, our hearts are at peace, knowing that even that which we have mentioned, those that we have not mentioned, you will attend to all our situations. May you continue to bless every individual who took time to listen. Change our lives. Make us better. May people who see us as a light and a salt to this world. Thank you for this moment. We give glory and honor to your name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Canfield, we really appreciate your time. Thank you ever so much. And may you be blessed for the work you do. Amen to you, Mfundisi.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed afternoon. Thank you so much.
Happy Preparation Day, Mfundisi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.